It's on a top sheet. So I have to see which one, but make sure I didn't. Okay, we're good. Copy, or we need some more. Good? I'll make sure if anyone is missing any, you can have some spare copies. And מועדים לשמחה, כבוד. Mentioned על רגל אחת, beforehand to Rav Targ, and thanking him and thanking Yeshivat HaKotel, the Rabbeim of Yeshivat HaKotel, for arranging this very special event, beautiful opportunity of B'nai Yeshiva from different places coming from, different places in Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, and now within Eretz Yisrael coming from different places, different yeshivot all gathering together as we hit almost the grand finale of Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, the big finish. And if Chazal are dorish regarding Sukkah, Ru'uyin Hen Yisrael, Leishev, in other words, in our ideal state, we are ra'ui to all of Am Yisrael to be functioning together, in sync, working together. In other words, the sukkah symbolizes unity, as we'll be speaking about tonight. So what greater expression for that now within the learning of Leil Hashanah Rabbah, to have people focusing on the togetherness of B'nai Torah. So thank you very much to Yeshivat HaKotel, and Harbe Hatzlacha to all of you tonight and for the rest of the time that you will be spending here in Eretz Yisrael. Tremendous Hatzlacha. Okay, I'd like to start off with the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, famous Gemara. Sure, at this point, as we reach the end of Sukkot, so there are certain, just like the Gemara that I just mentioned before, the idea of Ru'uyin Hen Yisrael, Kol Yisrael Hashem Sukkah Achat, that's something that probably, the words of Chazal you've heard already mentioned a couple of times. Similarly, this Gemara, by now I'm sure everybody has heard mentioned a couple of times, but let's go through it quickly. Kach omrim ha'ovdei kochavim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara tells us that in the future, the Umot HaOlam will come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a complaint. They're going to lodge a complaint. What's the complaint? Ribono shel Olam, Yisrael shekiblua heichan kimua. Where were B'nai Yisrael Mekayim Torah? Amar lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani mehid behem shekimu et haTorah kula. Omrim lefanav, Ribono shel Olam, klum yesh av shemehid al bano? How can you testify for B'nai Yisrael that they fulfilled the Torah? Can a father testify for his son? Amar lahem, this Gemara continues, and then Amar lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mikem yavou v'yoidu b'hem Yisrael shekimu et haTorah kula. You know what? Forget it. I don't have to testify for them. Mikem, from the Umot HaOlam, nations of the world, will come forth and testify that B'nai Yisrael were mikayem et haTorah kula. Yavou Nimrod v'yoid b'Avraham shelo avad avodat kochavim. Nimrod will testify that Avram wasn't Oved Avodah Zarah. Yavo Lavan, v'yayid b'Yaakov shelo nechshad al hageza. Lavan will come forward and testify that B'nai Yisrael kept the Torah, that Yaakov was makbid and not chashud al gezel. Tavo eshet Potifera v'ta'id b'Yosef shelo nechshad al avira. Eshet Potifera will come forward and testify that Yosef was not over an avira with her. And the Gemara continues and brings other examples. And then Amrula Fanav, Ribono shel Olam, tnei lanu mirosh v'nasena. Okay, fine. They gave up on the strategy of showing that Bnei Yisrael were not mekayim divrei Torah. They said, you know what? But let's have a chance. Give it to us, and we will be mekayim tnei lanu mirosh v'nasena. We will fulfill Torah as well. Amar lehen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shotim shebaolam, mi shetarach b'erev Shabbat, yochal b'Shabbat. Mi shelo tarach b'erev Shabbat, meichan yochal b'Shabbat. So first of all, there's a problem. Now you're waking up. It's too late. But the Gemara continues, Ela afal piken. You know what? I'll give you a chance. Mitzvah kala yeshli v'sukkah shema. It's a mitzvah that's not too difficult to fulfill. The mitzvah of sukkah, luchu v'asuata. Here's your chance, go ahead and build a sukkah. The Gemara continues, and then it comes back to this point. Miyad kol echad v'echad, notel v'olech v'oseh sukkah b'rosh gago. They went, the nations of the world go, and they build sukkahs. V'akadosh Baruch Hu makdir aleihem chama b'tkufat tamuz. Hashem then brings out, now it's, you know, everybody was predicting this sukkah because it's the earliest, and I think it's 113 years, is the official statistic, that sukkahs falls out. So everybody said, like, if there's going to be one sukkahs, that for sure in Israel, it's not going to rain, it's going to be this sukkahs. And then sure enough, so interestingly enough, it ended up that we had some cool weather. But very, you know, you have situations like, especially it's more common in Israel than in Chutz Laretz, where it's hot in the sukkah. So here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out the sun in its full blast, full force. And what happened? V'kol echad v'achad miba'et b'sukkato v'yotze. What happens? The Gemara says, the umot olam, that's it, give us a mitzvah. We want a chance. Hashem takes out the sun, and they get all fed up. Everyone kicks out of rejection, rejecting the sukkah, rejecting Hashem. Kol echad v'achad miba'et b'sukkato v'yotze. Kicks, rejects the sukkah, and leaves. In Cain, we see here, let's take it on some level. There are many different ways, and as I said, I'm sure you've heard different interpretations, symbolism of this Gemara by this point in sukkahs, but we'll take it in a certain direction tonight. Lel Hoshana Rabba. We see here that there's something about sukkah which is a point of departure, a point of conflict, a point where Bnei Yisrael sit in Sukkot. We sit. We're Anachnu Yoshvim B'Sukkah. The Umot Olam, the nations of the world, have a difficulty here with Sukkot. We find in Zechariah Perek Yudalit that there's a claim being made, there's an expectation that the Umot Olam should be connected to Sukkot. And when they are not connected, Zot Tiyah, Chatat Mitzrayim, V'chatat Kol HaGoyim, Asher Lo Ya'alu L'chog Et Chag HaSukkot. The nations of the world, we know the famous idea of the Parei HaChag, that are connected, the Umot HaOlam, the 70 nations of the world. There's something here about the Chag of Sukkot, which has a relationship, a connection to the nations of the world. And we've seen in the Gemara, in Avodah Zarah, that an example of their difficulty in connecting to Sukkah, and in Zechariah, words, harsh words, to the Umot HaOlam in the future that will not connect, Asher Lo Ya'alu L'Chog Et Chag HaSukkot. There's an expectation that they should be celebrated. There's something here that they are meant to connect to, and when they don't, there's a problem here that is being raised. So let's try to understand this idea a little bit more clearly. We had an interesting Haftorah that we just read. The Gog Magog Haftorah. And it's brought down, the Torah brings down. This is not a modern Hasidic sefer. The Torah brings down in Siman Tav Tzadi. In the name of Rav Achi Amar Rav Hai, Shamati Mipi Chachomim, Ki Tchiyat HaMetim Atida Liot B'Nisan, V'Nitzchat Gog U'Magog B'Tishrei, U'Mishum Hachi, B'Nisan Maftirin Ha'atzamot HaYiveshot, U'V'Tishrei Bayom Ba'Gog. Says the Torah, the reason that we read the words of the Navi, the Haftorah connecting to Melchemet Gog U'Magog, that futuristic at the end of the days, the final, close to the finish line, the battle that after that there will be a clear a clarification in the world. Before that, there's tremendous tension, as there is before any battle is. Before there is hachra'ah, a decisive point that's reached in any battle, the greatest point of tension exists. So that is Melchemet, although we don't understand it, but in very general terms, that is the Melchemet Gog U'Magog. And the Torah brings down that we have that from Rafai, that Melchemet Gog U'Magog is going to take place in Tishrei, and therefore we read, that's the Haftorah that we just read, regarding Melchemet Gog U'Magog, B'Tishrei Bayom Ba'Gog. What's this idea? Again, we're not to understand a little bit, some basics regarding this conflict. It's very definitely esoteric way out there, this war. We don't understand. We read the Psukim and they're very way out there regarding Melchemet Gog U'Magog. But some understanding, the Maral in Netzach Yisrael, and this is from the version I just missed him, but he'll be here later on in the night, and recommend for everyone to take full advantage of Hartman. Hartman left already, I think, right? He was here before with some guys who did the show, even coming back later. So in the Gemara, the nations of the world that asked for a mitzvah so that they can prove their devotion, Hashem said, okay, I'll give you a chance, go fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah. Then it was the sun was out, the Gemara says that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Magdir Aleim Chama B'Tkufat Kitkaf B'Tkufat Tammuz, it was a summer-like, a Tammuz-like day, very hot, and the nations of the world said, it's too hot, we can't handle, that's it. They kicked the sukkah and they left, fed up, and they were not Mekayim, the mitzvah of sukkah. That's what, in other words, they rejected, even with the schach, they said, this is not for us. That's the pshat of the Gemara. They didn't have modern times, I never thought I'd reach a point. I had movable air conditioners you bring into your sukkah. I had one last year, the first time I went along with that track. In Yerushalayim, it's a little bit cooler, but out in Shalvim, you have days where it's really nice, really, really hot. So they have an air conditioner in the sukkah. They didn't have air conditioner in the sukkah. But the Gemara uses it as symbolism for the fact that they were fed up, they rejected the mitzvah of sukkah. So this idea the Maral speaks about, and this is copied from the version of mentioned Rav Hartman, because we know Rav Hartman put out a very beautiful version, edition of the Maral with footnotes explaining many ideas. But these, well, you have here the words of the Maral himself in his Sefer Netzach Yisrael, Perek Lamed Zayin. The Sefer speaks about Geula. Ariel, again, the sheets, make sure if the guys came in now, sheets are passed around. The Maral in his Sefer speaks about Geula, expounds upon the concepts relating to Geula. And the Maral tells us Bizman HaMelech HaMashiach Shigale B'mehera B'yameinu Kodem Malchuto Yeh Milchamot Gog U'Magog. What preempts the end of days of Mashiach, says the Maral, is the wars of Gog and Magog. Shekol ha'umot ya'alu alav lemilchama ad sheyinatzeach ha'mashiach et hakol. The nations of the world will rebel, will stand up in force against, trying to fight against Melech HaMashiach. V'az yeh Melech Az, after that war, that decisive battle, at that point, az yeh Melech Echad Ba'olam, hu HaMelech HaMashiach. And that's the point of, Bayom Ha'u yeh Hashem Echad, Shmo Echad. If you skip for a second down at the bottom of the sheet, the Rashi's perish on Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Hashem Shehu Elokeinu Ata V'lo Elokei Olamot. Now, before Mashiach is in the world, Hashem is our God. We recognize Hashem. The nations of the world don't recognize Him. In the future, Bayom Ha'u, right? Hu Atid. Hashem Elokeinu now, in the future, Hashem Echad, Hu Atid Liyot Hashem Echad. Shenemar ki az ehefoch elamim safa brura likro kulam b'shem Hashem. V'nemar bayom ha'u yeh Hashem Echad u'shmo Echad. When is that? After Mashiach arrives, and in other words, the world reaches a point of clarity of vision, to recognize Hashem's presence in the world, to recognize there is a creator, to recognize Hashem and Dvar Hashem that's brought to the world through Mashiach. As he said back to the Maral, as yeh melech echad ba'olam hu ha'melech Mashiach. And explains the Maral going back to the war beforehand. V'inyan milchama zot sheyeh min gog u'magog ki ka'asher ein ha'mashiach. We'll read through and quickly and elaborate a little bit outside. Ki ka'asher ein ha'mashiach b'madregato ha'achrona shekol davar ba'olam b'tchilat metziyuto eino b'ma'alato ha'elyona. Before the end of the process is not complete. U'mepnei kach eino nimtza b'lvad ba'olam. Before the process is complete, before Mashiach's message is received by the world, there are a lot of messages, there's a lot of stuff, there are a lot of ideas, out there. And then we hear this static of ideas amongst them. Okay, we have a Torah idea, but you have this idea and that idea, many, many ideas. You have the koach of the umod gamkein shekol davar she'eino hakol, says the Maral, rak chelek bilvad yimatzei acher. There's going to be, if something is not echad, is not whole, all inclusive, so then by definition there are other things out there as well. V'lekach b'tchila malchut Mashiach va'adayin eino shalim legamrei v'malchuto. At the beginning of the rule of Mashiach, but before the process is complete, adayin yimatzu gam kein haumot, v'lefikach the nations will be there. In other words, and the other messages that they're trying to get across. V'lefikach kasher yeh betchilat madregat haMashiach yu haumot nimtzaim im haMelech haMashiach v'yeh lehem koach gadol meod. כמו שיש למלך המשיח והאומות מפני שהם מסוגלים אל הריבוי כאשר הריבוי תמיד אצלם לכן לכך הם רוצים להתגבר על המלך המשיח ויהיה נגדות גדול מאוד ויהיה נהרג משיח בן יוסף. Okay, we're not to elaborate too much here. That's a whole completely separate topic, but hearing the words Mashiach ben Yosef, I'm sure some of you are familiar with the famous Hesped of Rav Kook for Herzl, where Rav Kook talks about two stages of the process of Mashiach getting his message across to the world. The first, Mashiach ben Yosef, and the second, Mashiach ben David. And to oversimplify, and just on a very general level, Mashiach ben Yosef, Rav Kook refers to, and this was in the context as of a eulogy for Herzl, he was talking about the physical rebuilding of Am Yisrael. Physically coming back, Jews coming back to Israel. Israel being built. The land, agriculturally, coming back to life. Building up society, an economy, an army. Israel coming back to life in the physical sense. That is what Rav Kook refers to as Mashiach ben Yosef. And then afterwards, second shlav, that will move on to a spiritual awakening. Rav Kook writes about the fact that we're going to reach a point where the Jew, those who are involved in this renaissance on the physical level, will feel that, as the words that we just read, "Gam in Koheles v'gam hanefesh lo timale," they're going to be searching for more to satisfy the soul, and that will bring about the spiritual renaissance as well. Mashiach ben David, the complete rebuilding of Am Yisrael, these two levels, Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. And this is what the Maral refers to at that point. There's going to be a very strong opposition to what Mashiach, the word Dvar Hashem that Mashiach is trying to get across. And again, using the way Rav Kook frames it, let's look at it as a tkufa, a period of time of something that's happening, where there is a process of Am Yisrael coming back to life, and there's going to be opposition to that, and there are going to be difficulties that come along. We've heard of the idea of Chevle Mashiach. As then Yeh Ne'erag Mashiach Ben Yosef. But we saw that the Maral also mentioned, that's really what we want to focus on, the Maral said that when something is not complete, then there's Ribui. When something is not in its full state, Shalem state, then there's opposition, there's fragmentation, there's opposition, there are many different forces, there's ribui, there's many. Before the point of Bayom Hahu, of Yeh Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad, so then there's this force of many. And in this, what's the difference in essence between society in a state of ribui, what the Maral just referred to as ribui, fragmentation, lack of harmony, as opposed to the unity of the oneness that Mashiach is trying to bring to the world, or let's say again, down to the more harmonious state of the world of clarity where Dvar Hashem is being brought to the world. So of course there are many differences, but I wanted to focus on one difference right now. And that's the difference between the perspective of, very basic terms, the perspective of taking, an egocentric taking, as opposed to a person who lives in this world with the perspective of, he opens up his window in the morning, his door to the world, he looks at the world as an opportunity of how can I be part of the productivity of the world? Which is basically taking or giving. You know, again, a sukkis idea, or the famous idea also mentioned many sukkis divrei Torah, the words of the Gra, that when we speak about sukkis being zechela, anane hakovo, the Gra writes, which Anane HaKavod? The Gra says it's the Anane HaKavod that came back after the Chet HaEgel. After the Chet HaEgel, the Anane HaKavod left Bnei Yisrael, and after Tshuva, we were Zochet to the Anane HaKavod coming back. And it says the Gra, when we refer to the Sukkah as being remembering, connected to the Anane HaKavod, it's the Anane HaKavod that came back after the Chet HaEgel. What's happening in, what's the difference in serving the Egel and serving Hashem? Serving the ego is really we're serving ourselves. We have our own ego, our own interests, our own a very raw, materialistic, what's in it for me? A very, very raw levels of pleasure. And it's very convenient then when, okay, the ego is lifted so that I can go ahead and live in a way where I'm, when I'm serving the ego, I'm serving myself, because then I can do whatever I want. And once we, when there's a fixing of that perspective, and we recognize that there's a borei olam, there's a creator, and then it's not, it's about how. Sorry, Chuck, I just did it. Okay, thank you. when our perspective then is one of how can we be part? What does that say in English? If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. The question of if we're looking at how can we be part of the solution, how we can bring Shem Hashem into the world, then we're living with that amuna with and bitachon, and then we're living in the sukkah, as opposed to serving the ego, i.e., serving ourselves. Shabbos incorporated into every shiur, like a standing up and sitting down in the middle to make sure everybody, you know, like something stretched. Continue speaking while you're standing. So when it's not about satisfying ourselves, our own pleasures, our what's in it for ourselves, then we're sitting in Anane Yaakov. Then we're expressing in our Amunah, in Hashem, and we're expressing what our focus is, what our purpose is, through the fact that we're sitting in a sukkah. And that And that's the difference between the oneness, the echad, b'yom ahu yehi Hashem echad, u'shmo echad. You have when each person is just running after his own interests. So that is an expression of ribui. That's fragmentation. Every person is separate. Every person has his own agenda. Every person has their own agenda, his own interests, and then living as right. There's a state of ribui, of a multitude. When the objective, the goal, is outside of me, then we are part of the oneness. Like also another example of this is right away we're going to read very soon. Vayhi, the second pasukim reishis yudalef. Vayhi kol aretz safa achat udvarim achadim. Until the bilbul, when the people in the world said, "Let's build an ir u'migdal and reach up and show we're as great as God." In other words, we want to do what we want to do. The building of the ir u'migdal, the dor haflaga, is also another expression of the ribui, of the multitude, of every person who has their own interest, their own agenda. And when you have that, that is the destruction of vayhi kol aretz safa achad udvarim achadim. La'atid lava, we saw the words of Rashi, then afoch, Elamim safa brura likro kulam b'shem Hashem. So what we're suggesting is that the main difference between the two perspectives, the two outlooks, is the perspective. This perspective, let's call it the perspective of the umot ha'olam in this context of everyone's own agenda, as opposed to the message that, as the Maral speaks about, the oneness that Melech Mashiach is trying to bring to the world. And when we reach that point of oneness, that's when you have expression of Birtzot, the Pasuk in Mishlei, Birtzot Hashem Darkei Ish Gam Oivav Yashlemito. Birtzot Hashem Darkei Ish, when the focus is outward, not from within my own agenda, but outward, like what we're right here tonight, an expression of the fact, very different people, a lot of people in this room don't know each other. We're connected through something that is outside of us. The fact that we value Limud Torah, The fact that now on Lel Hoshana Rabbah we're coming together as Bnei Torah, that's what's bringing something outside of us, that's bringing us together. And we mentioned the Agav, connected to that as a side point. You know, sometimes we get, it's as a commercial message, you know, sometimes we get our perspective is distracted and we lose focus. And it's important to have times of realignment, like a setting like this, of the togetherness. Remember the, it was my first or second year that I was in YU after learning in Shalvin. Remember Rav Aaron Lichtenstein came to speak. He spoke one night in the Beis Medrash at Yeshiva. And he was speaking about the importance of unity then. And just as I remember, it stands out, he mentioned a line. He said to everyone, every time I take a group of, Rav Aaron said, every time I take a group of philanthropists around Har Etzion, I'm showing them around the yeshiva and telling them about what a yeshiva is, explaining to people who maybe not even, maybe it's the first time they're seeing a yeshiva. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein said, I always emphasize to them that the things that we here in Har Etzion have in common with Panovich in Bnei Brak is so much greater than all of our differences. And sometimes, because of the fact that nature, and just like every person, every yeshiva has its own unique, every person has its own personality, so obviously then every group of people is going to have a certain personality, a certain flavor to it. We have to keep a perspective, right? Moments of realignment, remembering that what we have in common, what brings us as Bnei Torah, what brings us together is our devotion in this kind of setting, in a yeshiva setting, to Talmud Torah. So when we have that's the oneness of, that's the harmony, the symphony of the message of this oneness of that the Maharal is talking about of Mashiach, as opposed to the distortion, what's out of whack in that reboy, the static, when everyone's pulling things in their own direction. Once heard from Rav Aviner, a beautiful mashal of this that you see in the geography of Eretz Yisrael. There are two main bodies of water within Eretz Yisrael. You have the Kinneret up north, and you have Dead Sea, Yam HaMelech. And within the geography of Eretz Yisrael, the way things are set up, is that the water from the Kinneret flows down from the Kinneret towards Yam HaMelech. So Rav Aviner said, look, this Lilamedcha, this same lesson of, are you part of the problem or are you part of the solution? Are you giving or are you taking? The Kinneret is the giver. So the waters of the Kinneret are sweet waters. The Dead Sea is just it's taking. It's on the taking side. What's in it for me? So it's the Dead Sea. It's the Yam HaMavis. The Yam HaMavis, it's bitter. And the same applies, learn from that mashal, to people as well. Question is, Ken, are we on that giving end of seeing how we can be part of the solution or part of the problem? Part of the problem, each taking for ourselves. And that's the part of the simcha that is connected to Chag HaSukkot, the fact that we're at the end of a process right now that began beyond the days of El Rosh Hashanah, Aseret Yemei Teshuva, Yom Kippur, entering Sukkot, Zman Simchatenu. It's a process of reaching, it's of completion, of shleimut. And whenever there's a process of building up, trying to achieve shleimut, as we spoke about beforehand, there's opposition to it. There's opposition. A koach shekineged, as the Maral was writing about, the ribui, the multitude of the ego, fighting against that message of oneness. So here we see, hence we have back to the connection of sukkah in the context of also the Gemara that we started with in Avodah Zarah was a kind of a futuristic. In the future, the nations of the world are going to come to Hashem with this complaint, with this tiny. So it's not fair, we don't have a chance. And the example that's given is Sukkah. Sukkah is the test of whether are you part of the solution or are you part of the problem. And in the future, at the time when the world is already, there's greater clarity in the world, and there's an expectation of the nations of the world, as with Pasuk in Zechariah that we saw, that kol ha-goyim asher lo ya'alu l'chog et chag ha-sukkot, so zot yat chatat Mitzrayim. And if you flip over the sheet, turn over the sheet, and go to the bottom, the last source, we see that Mitzach, the other side of the coin, there in Zechariah, Vaya kolan altar mikol ha-goyim ha-boyim ha-yerushalayim, Va'alu midei shana b'shana l'shtachavot, Melech Hashem tzvakot, when? V'lachog et chag ha-sukkot. The connection in the future, when there's symphony, when there's harmony, everything fitting in, then the umot ha'olam, the nations of the world, are connecting to the Chag of Sukkot, expressing this perfection, the harmony, the whole picture, the clarity of vision at the end of this process. The process in history and the process on the calendar. We said, Chet is something which blocks the. As mentioned, when I stands out, when I was in the army, I was a tank gunner, and you spend a lot of energy focusing on the target, and you have the commander in the tank yelling, "Al tachti et hamatara," giving this warning, "Waxman, al tachti et hamatara, tachti, miss." Lashon of chet. Chet is missing we're off, we're distortion. Not on target. Chet is not right, out of focus. That is that clarity of vision, the process of tshuva. That's again the simcha. Zman chesukot, zman simchatenu is the clarity of vision that comes through the fact that after the tshuva process, right? We don't look. We've removed chet. We're not off. We're not. We're on target. We're focused. Realignment. And this oneness, absolute, in absolute terms that we're speaking about, is very much connected. We're now Hoshana Rab, Hoshana, Hoshana, the big Hoshanas. In this Lashon, within the context of this Lashon of Hoshana, you have at the top of the sheet, the Mishnah brought in Masechet Sukkah of Memhei Amud Aleph. Mitzvah Arava Keitzad, and the Mishnah continues, בכל יום מקיפים את המזבח פעם אחת ואומרים אנא השם הושיענו אנא השם הצליחנו. And as opposed to then on Hoshana Rava, going around the big Hoshana is going around 7 times, but here Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he has a different version. Ani v'hu hoshiana ואותו היום of Hoshana Rabba, makifin et ha-mizbeach sheva pe'amin. What is this term, the two words, ani v'hu? When we say, ona Hashem Hoshiana, we understand, we're turning to Hashem, again, up, out, taking everything that we said before, and out of ourselves, as opposed to the ego, we're serving ourselves, now we're moving outward, towards Hashem, and then we're all together, and sing, ona Hashem Hoshiana. What's the term? Ani v'hu Hoshiana. So we have two perushim here. Rashi, not so common to have a Rashi in the Gemara giving us a gematria to explain what it means. Rashi there, look it up. Ani v'hu, the gematria says Rashi. Ana Hashem, Ana Yudke Vavke is the gematria Ani v'hu. The Rambam says different explanation in the Rambam, but the same idea that is referring to Hashem. Va'ani Omer says the Rambam shu kore v'romez l'masha Omer in ha'azinu ru'u ata ki ani hu ve'ein Elokim imadi. Hashem says, right? Ani hu, referring to himself. So the Rambam says, Ani v'hu Hoshiana, we're referring to Hashem. To taste this, following along the lines of what we were speaking about, when we have that state of absolute unity, that's Ani v'hu. Ani v'hu. The oneness of what Hashem is through our connection to the Borei Olam, is Ani v'hu. The oneness, like taking it in almost, it's the same idea that I'm trying to express, is a lot of people are familiar with the Hakdama of Rav Shimon Shkab's Hakdama to Shari Yosher, where he speaks about the idea that when a person deepens his Jewish identity, then it becomes so broad. His who he is not just him. Who are you? So very often, when we think in very physical terms, who I am, and I have to take care of myself, so I have to take care of me, physically. Whatever, if something hurts me, if my finger hurts me, I have to take care of, and who I am, or whatever level, financially, I have to take care of myself, but I got to look out for number one. That's who I am. A deeper sense of identity, again, as a Jew, is when I am connected to other Jews, when I'm connected to a tzibur, connected to the people around me, in a community, and on a deeper level, connected to Am Yisrael. When you hear that a chayal is killed in Hebron, something pains us. Then if something hurts us, then we're not just me, there's a bigger I. I'm connected in a bigger way. Ani v'hu, the oneness, Ani v'hu, Hoshiana. I want to, in the next couple of minutes, move on to, and you could say a little bit of a difficulty, or the term that's used these days is more a challenge, that is posed, as opposed to people keep away from difficulties and problems, but rather a challenge that we have with this unity idea. Is that as much as maybe in idealistic terms we can accept, connect to this idea of the greater I, the bigger I, this unit, bring kind of this ichud, the unity. At the same time, along with that, the challenge that this creates is where am I? And our interest in holding on to our own identity and recognizing that I have something unique that I bring to the table. This is a point that Rav Hunner develops very beautifully in, this is part of Ma'amar of Rav Hunner in Pachad Yitzhak, where he uses as a springboard to this question, within the tefillah that we say every day, Barchenu Avinu, Kulanu Ke'echad Ba'or Panech. We're davening, we're asking for a lot of things. It's a very beautiful tefillah. Barchenu Avinu, Kulanu Ke'echad Ba'or, right? We're asking, and then we mentioned then a lot of things. Torah Eschayim, V'Avas, Chesed, Utztaku, Bracha. There's something unique here, though. Barchenu, here we're asking, Barchenu Avinu, Ba'or Panech. Kulanu Ke'echad. At this time that we're asking Hashem to be Mevarech us Baharat Panim, with the light upon, right, light of the face, we slip in Kulanu Ke'echad. All as one. What is the relevance, specifically here in this context, to the Kulanu Ke'echad? A lot of times that we ask for things that are very important, and we don't slip in this theme of unity. Bless us with, we don't slip in, when you bless us with X, Y, or Z, we don't slip in Kulanu Ke'echad, all as one. Why here, in this specific context, the Kulanu Ke'echad? And Rav Hunner explains, in the second paragraph there, Umalach HaDvarim Kachu. Mention it outside. Save some time. The starting point Rav Utner says is, you see there in the bold on the first line, Ki Adam Nivra Yechidi. We know the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Zayin tells us is a very, to understand who man is, we have to realize and remember, Adam Nivra Yechidi. Man, the way that man was created was not 100 at once or 1,000 or not even 10, one man. Shabbos Bereishis. Adam Nivra Yechid. When we recognize this, there are two lessons, two messages that emanate from the fact that Adam Nivra Yechid, which are two sides of the coin. What do you hear in the fact that Adam Nivra Yechid? So the two points that we've been mentioning. There's one side of the coin is the fact that Adam Nivra Yechidi means that all of the descendants, we're all in the biggest and broadest, we're all, as the Rav Utner say, B'nei Av Echad Kulan. All of mankind comes from one place. The unity of all of man. What Rav Utner refers to as, you see there in the bold, in the fourth line, Ichud Ha'adam. The unity of all of man. The other side of the coin is, what do you hear in the fact that Adam Nivra Yechidi? One, the uniqueness of man. The uniqueness of every single individual. Every single individual brings something to the table. It's always mentioned, V'tein chalkeinu b'torah. Right? Chelek, my chelek, every single individual brings something to the table that nobody else brings. The uniqueness, Rav Utner refers to as Yichud Ha'adam. The two kolot, the two messages that stem from the fact that Adam Nivra Yechidi, on one hand, one side of the coin, Yichud Ha'adam, the unity of all of mankind, we're all from one father. And at the same time, the flip's going in the opposite direction, Yichud Ha'adam, the uniqueness of every individual. We think now, throw out a question of, you see a room filled with guys 18, 19, 20, maybe some guys a little bit older, but a lot of guys headed towards a future. You throw out a question like, what do you hope to accomplish? In the future, what do you hope to accomplish? So right away, there are going to be two tracks there going on in your minds. There's the personal track, what I want to accomplish in terms of my career, my family, what I want to accomplish. And at the same time, what I want to accomplish as a person here in this world to make, give my life importance and be part of this world, this Yichud, the unity. These are the two tracks that Rav Utner is referring to here. And to be able, as we've been focusing on the side of Ichud Adam, the unity, to be able to achieve genuine unity, the harmony that's needed is the recognition of the role of every single individual, the place, what the uniqueness, the Ichud, to be able to achieve true Yichud can only be through recognizing Yichud. And the place that, not only for yourself, but for other people as well, that's the part of the Chacham Halomed Mikol Adam, recognizing what other people, the talents, the kochot, the strengths, personality strengths, the wisdom, the insights, different ways of looking at things, the right side of the brain, the left side of the brain, the mind, the heart, the different abilities, talents that every different people have. Failing to recognize that is the failing to give other individuals the right to exist. You can't connect to other people. Ad kedei kach, a very beautiful explanation of a very beautiful insight. The Gemara tells us also in the Sanhedrin, when it talks about the fact that you can't, you have to be Yarig Va'al Yavar. If somebody tells you, kill Ploni, or I'm going to kill you, so you have to get killed. You can't kill another person. The Gemara says there, why? My Chazit, the Samik, Dama, Da'u Gavra, Dama Didach, Dilma Samik, Dami Da'u Gavra. Why do you think that your blood is any redder than the other person's blood? So you have to get killed and I get killed. My chazit, what do you see? The samik, dama, didach, that your blood is redder. My chazit, the samik, dami, didach. Failing to recognize this, the value that other people, other towns, other kochot have, failing to recognize this, it brings about a perspective where I don't leave room for other people. When we do recognize this, then we can achieve the oneness. I'll say it very quickly. One of the greatest expressions, another headquarters, points of headquarters of oneness is the world of Shabbos. Shabbat, Raza de Shabbat. Right? The secret of Shabbat, the one, it's the one that brings everything together. So many of the themes connected to the thought of Shabbos is that it's something that brings, just to give one, you have 6 days of the week, 6 directions. For north, south, east, west, up and down. Shabbos is that point. Shabbos Malkus, or Melech. The Melech brings it all together. A king doesn't have, in the world of Chazal, let lemi garmei klum. He doesn't have something on him, a power. He doesn't have something of himself. His power, the power of the Melech, is that he brings it all together. So Shabbat brings everything in the world, the 6 days of the week, meaning everything else in the world, towards one point of focus. Unity. The oneness of Shabbos. A very beautiful insight. My chazit, we mentioned the gematria before in Rashi, of Ani Vahu, Rashi says, is in the gematria of Ana Hashem, the gematria of my chazit, the samik, dama, didach, is the same gematria as Shabbos. If you don't recognize, why do you think your blood is redder? You're the only one who has a right. You have a right to exist. You're not leaving room for other people to live. You don't recognize the value, the strengths of other individuals and how they are part of the symphony, how the harmony. If you don't recognize that, so you're missing it. You're not connected. Shabbos is about the unity, how everything comes together, the symphony of the world. Beautiful insight I heard from some of the New Jersey cover. The Baal HaMechaber of Darsheni, of Matan Al-Chaim Badner. Very beautiful insight. Gematria there of my chazit, Ayin Sham. So, last point. Just to finish up the question that we started with. Here in this Maimer of Rav Hutner, specific when we're talking about Ichud HaAdam and Yichud HaAdam, the unity of man, the unity of Am Yisrael, of the world, that unity that we saw beforehand in the Maral, the Melech HaMashiach is trying to bring to the world, and the opposition to him, the nations of the world that are not yet, Melchemet Gog u'Magog, as the Maral said, not yet willing to connect to that clarity of vision that Melech HaMashiach is trying to bring. They're not connected to that end of the process of Shlemut, of the Sukkah. They're fighting against the Sukkah. But what brings about, what helps us connect to this idea? Barchenu Avinu Kulanu Ke'echad Be'or Panecha. Rav Hutner here in the last paragraph develops an idea very beautifully to help us recognize the uniqueness of man. Brings down a medrash, a yalkut, that tells us that on the pasuk of Tehillim, ha'er panecha v'nivasheya, shine upon us, give us ha'arat panim, the light of your face, upon our face, and we will be saved. On that pasuk in Tehillim, perek chav, the Yalkut darshans out, Onu ein lanu ela ha'arat panim dova. We daven to Hashem, shine the light of your face upon our face, and we will be saved. The Medrash says, Anu, we only have Anu Einanu Ela Ha'arat Panim Bilva. What does that mean? Says Rav Hudna. Once upon a time, again we're talking about in the ideal, complete state of the world, when Adam Harishon, that Adam Nivra Yechidi, when that oneness was expressed in the time in the past, where that oneness was expressed, when Adam, before the chait of Adam Harishon, when Adam Nivra Yechidi, then there was a very clear recognition of the concept of that every Jew has to live with this understanding that Bishvili Nivra Olam. When we speak about recognizing the uniqueness of man, so you can't make it, Adam Harishon can make no mistake about it. Bishvili Nivra Olam. It was a very clear recognition of the uniqueness of man. After the chait, and after, once death already exists in the world, when we know, we're thinking, what do you mean? When we hear this idea, a person is supposed to, a Jew is supposed to live with the, connected to the idea, believing, Bishvili Nivra Olam, Adam Nivra Yechidi, every Jew, every person is supposed to say, Bishvili Nivra Olam, the world was created for me. What do you mean the world was created for me? After 120 years, I'm going to leave this world, and the world is going to be just fine without me. What does that mean, Bishvili Nivra Olam? Elama, we connect through our Emunah, we connect to the fact that the neshama continues to exist, and our life here now does have unique purpose. It does have a unique place. Through emuna, we get over that hurdle of death that blocks our clear vision, recognizing bishvili nivra olam. However, says Rav Hudner, there's one place in man that gives us, it's like a zecher to that special, unique state of Adam Harishon, that is the face. The face. Kishem she'ein partzufeihem domim, kach ein deyoteihem domot. Every person has his own unique face. So to Chazal, just every person has his unique face. Every person has his own dat. Every person has his unique mind, his unique understanding the way he processes everything here within this world. What he brings his mind, his da to the table in his unique way. Higher panech of nivashea, anu ein lanu, says Rav Hudner. Well, we're explaining the Medrash, what we're left with, after chayt Adam Harishon, after this death, we're left with the panim, anu ein lanu ela ha'arat panim bilvad. When we can connect to the uniqueness of the panim, and realize through that, when we look at them, the next time we look at ourselves in the mirror, when we see the uniqueness, I'm the only one in the world with this face, we realize then our unique dat, we realize bishvili nivra olam, our uniqueness, and when we recognize that, when we have that characteristic, that ability within ourselves, and recognizing that within other people, the people around us, that can bring about the Ichud Adam and Yichud Adam, the two sides of the coin of Adam Nivra Yechidi, Bishvili Nivra Olam, the uniqueness of man and the individuality, uniqueness of man and the unity of all of mankind. And when the whole world recognizes, again, reaches this point of clarity of vision, he said, that's the sukkah of Achrit HaYamim, where there will be a clarity of vision in the world to the point that the last pasuk, which we mentioned already, just one more time, all connected to this clarity of vision that the sukkah brings with us. With us, halavai shenizkeh b'karov yamin.